Now deeper. The parts of you that were primed to relax. And maybe you need to pause. Maybe you need to move aside and go somewhere else where you can get even deeper. But even if you pause, the words are there. The incomplete experience hanging like the drifting promise of dream above you, trying to lure you in. So I'm sure that as you move, if you must, as you adjust, if you must, you're going to do it in the dazed, hypnotized mind kind of way that you are going to get back to when you return. Now, all I need you to do is get somewhere relaxing. You know, lay down. Or sit up if you have no choice. Doesn't really matter. But the more comfortable you manage to get once you're settled in, the better. You're gonna find it pretty easy to relax. You want to. And you're familiar with me. I'm here to guide and accompany you the entire way. When you really want to go into trance, the trance comes from just being very, very relaxed, or focused, or aware. And becoming more relaxed can be part of a process that includes activity, focus. It can even be a thing you soak in, get on your skin from a familiar environment or a familiar voice, but we've already begun, so begin building, building it piece by piece. And then later, you store up accumulated relaxation. Let it be released at appropriate moments, like now. So relax. Fixate on my voice. And let all else go. Voice as the fixed anchor, the fixed purchase holding you above the fluid of trance. The simple but alterable reality below. Everything you need, everything you are, is being here in this. Because you bring all of you with you, and learning to leave some parts asleep, and other parts focusedly, direly awake. That's the skill. So I give instructions here and there, allowing suggestibility, and allowing you to step by step into my lair if visualization is your thing, but if it's not, then my voice ringing audiophilic over your ears might be all you need. I believe it's all you need. Changes from even the installation of a trigger can resonate, remain, creating rapport, the connection between the voice you listen to and the thoughts you think, where maybe you take my words, transplant them right into your mind, and treat them as obeyable, followable, but even if you turn everyone over to find the interesting bits or listen and wait for a persuasive argument, well, hopefully I can keep you on the edge of confusion or the near edge of understanding, so that you don't get too unsurprised at every twist and twitch and wind and double bind waiting for you, clearly in view. And now, night-night pet, breathing. Let's try breathing. Familiarity, maybe, but when somebody's trying to help you into trance, hypnotize you, or succeeding, your body gets to get more relaxed. It gets the privilege of finding a way to become more at ease. But relaxation exists in the motion of the throw, the motion of the strike forward, the step forward, when you reach out and sign a paper with a flourish, when you pick up a book. These can all be relaxed and relaxing activities. The person who limits themselves only to sleep makes an understandable mistake. We talk about it so much, the idea that sleep and trance are adjacent. Really, this might have been overreaching, but it also meant we didn't have to do much education when trance as fetish and trance as lesson began taking hold. All one needs to do is say, okay, all right. Sleep has that heaviness, that weightiness, that deliberateness, and once sleep has crested the threshold, the dreamlike hypnotic state beyond. That's what we're looking for, hypnosis for sleep. So yeah, we make that mistake. But even if you are more compliant, more suggestible, even if your impulses are slow and steady, or shapeable, or you've decided for a time to let someone else hold the reins of your decisions, of your self-shaping, it's all hypnotic, mesmeric. It's all pulling you as you follow me down. The now, follow me down. was actually created because when I speak these, I always get more hypnotized as I go. Might feel heavy or focused. And there are times when I've said something flourished and appropriate, when I've given something. Unconsciously, you are gaining the skills to examine the things I give you, to take the bits you like best. The hypnotic trance kicking in might feel different from person to person, but your body may relax. Sense, in the same way you discard useless thoughts, you're going to discard all the sensations not relevant to whatever we're planning to do together. Climb inside the thought. Let your external needs for preoccupation, your thoughts, cares, concerns, floating out of the body. And you can anchor yourself to my words, to your location. Maybe you feel heavy. Do you? Heavy in the surface? Or, well, what's your breathing like? Are you breathing in and out? Listen to your own breathing. If you focus on it, it's probably going to be easier than I focusing. But yes, I tend to drop with you. As you listen to me, realize that night-night pet, or night-night, followed by your name. Night-night me. Realize that that is intentionally easy, but it only belongs to the people you give it to. If you just want to learn it, and don't intend to drop for me, but for a different person, then hold on to it for them. If you're going to record your own voice saying night-night pet, or night-night me, night-night my name. For me, it's like a rush from the core of my body, and it's also like a question. Do you want to be hypnotized right now? Do you need to be hypnotized? How badly would you like to be hypnotized? Bad enough that you'll turn your own consciousness out like a light, or at least appear to? Impressively enough that you'll cling to every word after the delectable permission to drop contained in that simple snap? Night-night. You don't really need the pet or the name. Really, the two words together flow so nicely, and they're used by such a variety of hypnotists. It wasn't me who was the first one I heard use that. I'd heard it all sorts of places, and I'm sure you can find it in old hypnotic materials, in stage shows. But it fits so nicely with that sleep metaphor that I always feel an urge to go the other way. Your levels of trance will adapt to you. It can be convenient to imagine trance as different levels. I propose one set, and then another. I definitely need at least three. The trance I'm in where I can still speak this file, but my whole body feels like one fizzing mess of pleasure. The trance where I'm quite active, but compliance is easier than not complying, so I deliciously press against my controlled self-control, my co-opted urges, my replaced thought patterns, just to feel the pleasure of pushing against them before I succumb. Night-night. And then the level where I'm so deep I wouldn't be able to talk to you. But whatever we're doing, try to shoot for one that allows mostly drifting. If you fall asleep to this file a few times, that'll be fine. That's that uppermost level that's hard to stick at. If you find that you don't remember my words right now, then this won't be useful. But if you do remember the words right now, and you end up drifting off and you are pretty sure you've really fallen asleep, then try sitting up, or using one of those reading pillows behind your back, or otherwise put yourself in a place where you know you feel safe, but not necessarily sleepy. This can require creating a safe hypnotic space outside your bedroom. And ironically, the better your sleep hygiene, the harder it'll be for you not to fall asleep, because the things people do to get into a good trance sometimes resemble getting to sleep, at least in terms of minimal external demand, light cues, and a comfortable place to stay where you won't need to adjust your position. Though I must remind you, you're always allowed to adjust your position. If you need to, if you want to, or if it helps you drop better and better. The closed eye approach is one, but they can be open. And hypnotic openness, rather than hypnotic stillness, or the hypnotic deepness that makes you feel like Oh, I just don't want to move. Helps you feel that way, too. I'm convinced it's pretty healthy for all of us to feel that way now and then. Nothing you've got to do. Nothing in front of you. Except that easy way where you drive your limbs forward when you need to move and keep them at rest when you don't. Really, it's more rational than moving through the world and never always knowing where to go. Your body might be in power-saving mode. That's one of the levels of trance I've seen. And there are other tricks, too. I'm not personally good at them. But snapping in and out of trance when a ring is slipped on you, or a collar, or just inspecting oneself. Luxuriate in your thorough disconnection from a world which would demand anything more of you than that you sleep deep. Drop now. Let yourself go to an easy place. Warm, heavy, easy. Trailing through you with relaxation. Ordinary relaxation helps your body feel heavy, easy, warm. But there's more to it. When you slide down, like I said, different levels, different progressions. I'm only here to direct or offer opportunities. And what you experience might differ from what I present. Because you're building in an architecture I do not, unfortunately, currently have the full mapping of. I doubt you do either. So going a little deeper might broach a next level. Or maybe your level two, your stratum of sleepy but still active, is so vast that it takes a true abyssal sliding plunge to reach a place where you are listening, but externally stilled. Frozen, held, or relaxed beyond relaxation. Practically a puddle of goo. Anyway, it's just as easy to move. All we're doing is dialing down how attractive moving is as an option. The option of remaining still and sinking into relaxation is probably what you've been looking forward to all day. If you correctly align your incentives. If you condition yourself to a more tranced creature. As if it were gaining its own gravity, drawing you to the idea of staying right where you are. Moving is unnecessary for a while, so why do unnecessary things? Pointless when the necessary thing is so compelling that it's going to drag your attention. Obviously, attractively, easily, that's the thing. Very hypnotized people move plenty. We think that they don't move unless instructed, but quite the opposite. A very skilled hypnotic subject, through experience and practice, can do any number of things, anything at all indeed, and still be in their preferred state, be that glazed or dazed or hyper-focused, be it drawn on a string, or finally cut loose to float away. Only you know how you process, only you know how you play. Mental focus letting you inspect and slide along your form. Maybe that, for you, is the thing more attractive than moving. Developing and focusing on every idea. Flowing through your head and then instead there's only floating inside your head. Some ideas you can let float away. And the big ideas you can allow to float deeper so that descending those levels of trance, you might touch them like buoys or tethers leading back up. Big thoughts like the heavy, weighty feel of your body, its entire status, the bundle of simple requests you could make of your senses. You could ask, where am I laying? How am I moving? What do I need? But I'm going to tell you all that way, way before you need to know it, and indeed I already have, so focus listening. Moving would take you further away from the enjoyable and pleasurable ways that we play when you are deep under. And since the chance is here today and it may not be tomorrow, the movement may be necessary or automatic, but deliberate movements unnecessary. Paying full attention to me is very useful to both of us. And even if you wanted to discard every idea, If you said, oh, well, there's no way any of this will stick. I'm not really relying on tricks. I'm inviting you to consider yourself and promising you that I probably have a few inventive things to say or useful turns of phrase. Even if you were a hypnotist studying this to know what to take with you that you might find useful. Discarding my most minor of tricks. That still requires listening. And indeed, it requires closer listening than going with the flow. If you are a precise firewall against specific parts of what you hear, then the parts you welcome in must be cherished and dear indeed to explore doing so and have fun while you're doing it. Collaborate, because I'm only asking you to do that anyway. I'm not presenting the illusion of choice, quite the opposite. Night-night pet evokes a very deliberate choice. Is now when I want to be hypnotized? It is the fact that your hand lays atop mine, pushing you gently down, that makes it so useful to both of us. And really, truly to both of us. I don't need an ulterior motive when my overt motive is your sleepy, compliant, but also capable and actualized mind. That's all this is. An extra shove, a second hand alongside yours. And sure, some of what emerges out of what you experience may be like placing both hands on the planchette on a talking board. You don't really know whose hands are guiding it, or anyone's at all. The tiny tremors, the things you dismiss as mere incidental hypnotic phenomena, can be, maybe, much, much more. Perhaps you see my point by now. The clarity of self-reinforcing triggers. Every little thing you do takes you deeper down into the places that you define, that you set, pleasurable, relaxing, pleasing, soothing. Some things are constant, but all the things you do, deciding to go deeper, attempting to slide deeper and deeper until you might need to use excess energy. You know what your destination is because it's where you wanted to go. It's why you wanted to be under. It's why when the night-night pet initial question was asked, you were allowed to simply slide deep. You know you want to go. And the second you try to move, the second you try to grasp at your limbs and give them any command, well, heavily, droppingly exhausted, trying to do anything that isn't required by you or imposed by me is to move you further from the true rest state. Listening to my voice, you may want to try moving your arms and legs. Go ahead. Expend. Struggle. Have fun at that pressing desire. And you're pressing against it. The desire to stay, to still, to wait, to listen. Everything relaxes more when you stop pushing. Remember what I said? You can exert movement, you can push against it, but when you stop, well, it's going to be quite fun to be pushed back against, expressing itself in weariness, or steadiness, or a freeze, or a stop, and you can lift the same arm, move the same hand, stir the same leg, until you stop, and then you drop, and all that heavy dropping, somehow more exhausting than all the effort that you must have put into trying to raise or move anything in the first place. Well, that effort has exhausted the limited spare resources you had left after our traipse together downward. Focusing intensely is how you sink. And don't you think that you're going to find that when you move, returning to equilibrium, returning to stillness, waiting, simulating, stimulating, exhausting deepness, feeling something like it in your limbs? When you achieve stillness, relaxation, euphoria, what washes over you in response, night-night, is normal. That's the equal and opposite reaction, the counterpush, the angels of your better nature, a signal that gets down your arms or legs and body and says, we really deserve to rest. We released, we relaxed, and now we rest. Everything we've got has been expended in completely pleasurable effort. So we are relaxing, pleasing, and sinking together. Soothing bubbles of thought entwining, entangling, and pop, night-night. Trying to move pops a bubble makes it easier. Feel the relaxation. Feel it double over you. the wave from below and the wave from above and the attractive action of stilled hypnotic submission. You could decide to go deeper still, but I only want you at that moderate level, so unless yours is a very long way. You may already have everything you need to play, and when I say night-night pet, it's only to take you to that mid-level. I have other words for taking you deeper and deeper down. But if everything I say sinks very deeply in is open for your consideration, whether you are picking and choosing or just accepting with the open receptive head that so often occurs, very deeply sinking thought through ears, through vibration. So to do this, all you need to do is, if your eyes have been closed, you get to open them. Might be difficult. Could be too heavy. Don't have to do it if you don't want to. Remember, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, but I think you'll find you could open them, and maybe you'll open them in a burst of motion, then feel them weighed down and half-lidded. But do it if you can, even if they droop, even if they blink. Open and staring, straight ahead, looking straight ahead. When they're open, pick a spot opposite you. Just stare at it. Can be on an object, can be on a wall, can be on a ceiling. But straight ahead of you. And if you're not looking, then you're looking at the darkness inside your eyelids, which is also a spot straight ahead of you. In your gaze, find the spot. Envision the outlines. And now for this next little push downward, give it all you do have. Lines on an object, a spot on the ceiling. Lines. Doesn't have to look anything different than anything else, but examine. Every feature night-night embedded in your mind. So when you close your eyes, you find you still see what you saw painted there, or the memory of what it was, like being asked to remember a card. Your brain holding on to one detail so you can't tell what we've moved and what we've touched, the miracle of mental imagery painted on the inside of your eyelids, or the object name painted in your words, or simply the sound of my voice continuing on. It would ironically be quite an impressive act of hypnotic achievement. To be able to discard even the object you saw, wavering and deeper. And as I count down, do let go of what you saw if you want to, though staring at it will only drag you deeper and deeper down into 100, I want you. Open your eyes on the odd, close your eyes on the even. 100 is even, so your eyes are closed, and if they were already closed, good. You might find your mind gets tired with this simple back and forth. But to assist those who need more than words, more than encouragement, more than even memory or anchors, I leave this physical exercise, which evokes the edge of tiredness, to whet the appetite for sleep or deep or drowsy or active, focused or floating. Night-night, you can decide 100 is even. Your eyes are open. I ask you to hold with me through the exercise until you're truly too exhausted to continue. And that can happen as early as 98, that's even, which means eyes closed. And it might even be the case that you glaze and daze and depart your mind in favor of the artful twisting of the inner world, or of my words instead, and a turn of phrase can occlude your sight as surely as turning around a corner. But a 98 is a close, and when I say 97 and you open your eyes slowly, maybe heavy, maybe difficult, if they're open and you fall, maybe they'll close on the odds, or they'll be open on the odds, but that won't make a difference to how alert, to how focused, to how dedicated to seeing this through you are when all that's in view is 96 nothing but the dark, deep interior. A warm body with a dark, deep, tropical interior, a mind athwart and a sweat. Moving helps you think about how much better it feels for the moving to be irrelevant. Not stillness, that's different. For moving to be irrelevant to how deep you are. Night-night pet, that's all that means, the deep, irrelevant action of open, close, 95. Maybe that pattern, 100, so that means your eyes are closed. But take a deep breath. Isn't 100 higher up than 98 and therefore less hypnotic? No, it's not. You're onto the game by now. Open your eyes, even if a little sluggish. Take a deep breath at 99. That's odd. 98, closed. Good. You get to relax. Are you noticing the surcease, the removal of that tension when you get to relax, get to close them? Releasing everything about the day to the flow of this game and flow as it may. You're breathing steady and easy. 93. That is odd. That is open. It's odd for them to be open. More difficult. 92, closed. And others can do this too. I'm just giving numbers, 90, they're still closed. Baseline power, baseline potential. And if you assign a kind of absolute value to counting down 88 in trance, so that 1 to 10 or 10 to 1 is enough to take you up or down, then you've begun to add shortcuts for others to have fun, 95. Higher number, eyes open, that must mean much less hypnotized. Easy to forget, 94. So I'll remind you, difficult to remember in particular whether they should be closed, open, open, closed. And as soon as you remember, I'm saying another one, so is it even useful to remember? If I'm reminding you what each number means. You can relax deeper, 93. Good. That means your eyes are open, but you're relaxed because it's a lower number. 92, eyes closed. And we've barely begun, hun. Deeper and deeper relaxed. It's easy to respond to my voice and easy to follow along. 91, 90, so your eyes want to stay closed. 88, 86, deeper, deeper. It's okay, easy to forget, difficult to remember. 84, deeper down. 82, whether they should be open or closed. 79, 75. Odd, open, it's odd that they're open. 74, even now, they close. They spiral away quickly now. You find yourself wanting to go that bit deeper, to explore further, discard the pretense you're doing anything other than hang on my every word. Discard the excess numbers. I will not climb upward again. That makes for a quicker journey into relaxation, right? Your eyes may want to stay closed. Every time you forget to remember or remember to forget, whether it's open or closed, odd or even, you go deeper and even deeper. And oddly, there is a deeper and deeper still. 60. Even deeper. 50. Even deeper. Eyes closed. Slide deeper. Forget. Remember. Remember to forget. 40. That's even deeper. 30. Even. Deeper, 3 isn't, and you look, eyes muzzy, fuzzy, barely struggling, open, feeling good. 30 is even, though. Responding to my voice, to my trance, carrying you deeper, deeper, deeper. Now I'm just going to continue deepening, and you feel free to go deeper, and deeper still, because 20, we're getting it so low and deep now. It feels so good. 10. Your body is relaxing, and now you're in that moderate state I mentioned, where anything I say can simply be absorbed, accepted, as part of this perfect relaxing trance, a place where it's easy to remember just what this is like, easy to catalog away what this is like, so it can be accessed later. So easy to remember your peaceful place, where everything I say gets taken deeply inside. And you may find, I think you will find, the thoughts may find each other. You may find, but you can also imagine getting sleepy. Eyelids heavy, drowsy, droopy. In fact, your eyelids might be heavy enough to, remember I went to 3 before? Yeah. Even if you attempted to open them, you'd find that really, they want to stay shut, yet even now they want. Even now they can. What do you think about when you think of them staying firmly closed, heavily down, even as you smilingly push against the trick, or deeper? And deeper still, and very good, and deeper. Profound, hypnotic ease. Such an easy fall that it might not be a fall at all, and that heavy drop ding. Exhausting. More than any of the effort you used to raise the arm before, but the effort has exhausted all your resources. Focus so intently, and that's how you sink, finding out when you move, when you stir, when you squirm, that you're so far gone. Pleasantly, pleasurably so far gone. Trance is a state of mind, state of focus, state of flow, and just like any other state of mind, sometimes you enter it slow, and sometimes you're there in the blink of an eye. Be that way for a little while, remember easily, retain easily. Isn't it different how you normally catalog things? You find that here there's less in the way, and your experience of memory or even perception may be subtle or complex, obvious, but memorable. When you feel this way, you have a location where you can lay an anchor. This lazy, dropping, drowsy thing is like an anchor being dragged along in the first place. You're unconcerned with movement. So a dropping, drowsy, deep thing, lacking a need to move, an anchor that gets dropped, night-night pet. Isn't that just right? You know, it's a very attractive and enjoyable state to be in, and also to let me put you in. So, your mind trending willingly toward it whenever it can, toward hypnosis. Natural. If you know your mind's trending that way anyway, you can give it a shove. Let go so it drops like an anchor. Push forward so it lofts, flying through the warm, steady floating of a mind that doesn't need to do much thinking, because nothing here matters too much. If you consider things too much, your conscious mind has relatively little to do with the unconscious competence you display as you automatically close eyes, open eyes, fall into trance, muscle memory too. The part of you that does things on the side. The part of you your mind listens and feels because it's sensory data. And aren't you always curious about your surroundings? Aren't you curious about your own mind right now? Focusing inward, pleasure and comfort rising. So everything I say, you can indulge in. Even if you immediately are like, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to do that. If you have the muscle memory, the automatic autonomic, the unconscious skills, then the thing may quite do itself. And if you're on board with the activity before you even know that you are, then you get to give that extra shove and go, oh yeah, I'll let go. I'll slip under. And I'm enthusiastically encouraging it. Feeling good in every part of you, remember. Remember trance. Don't people you see who are hypnotized look like they're having such a wonderful time? Whether with dazed eyes or wide open, staring at a fixed point or a moving pendulum. Someone who's truly gone in that way, who learns to relax and knows to say yes, oh yes, more, night-night, yes, more of that. Under very deeply. And you think it might feel a little different from when you're out of trance. Things just seem automatic and useful in trance sometimes. And if you have an interest in doing something anyway, having all those obstructions from the busy day get out of the way and grease the path, the wheel, and it is permissible for you to squeak, or sigh, or exhale at length, and I do all of those. But your conscious mind on board does the secret things, the preparatory tricks even you didn't know that you were laying for you. Listen to me, fall into trance, help your mind join in what is, after all, both trance and collaboration. This is a performance. Any moment, moment to moment, in peace, safety, and comfort, you are learning about trance, not just for me, but for anyone you trust. Anyone you tell, hey, you can turn me out like a light by saying night-night and then my name, or night-night pet. The snap's optional. If you don't like snaps, you take it out. If you like it, you emphasize it, and you can tell them how to put a hand on your shoulder and guide you into a sitting position. If someone's there to catch you, it's much easier to fall. And if you want to fall with me, then I'll try to soften that fall, inviting you deep. Doing what you're doing now and going deep is much more difficult than doing it with someone right there, leaning over you, gently guiding you, watching over you. You are doing this of your own volition, and that has its own power, but collaborative volition has more, so try, even though at a distance it might be difficult, to add my will and wiles and ways to your own, to layer my invitations alongside your own explorations, warm and relaxed and heavy and drowsy and droopy and deeper still, but still inside there are more than enough parts that have persisted through these waves of relaxation. I just felt one, you will too, washing through your body when you really begin to understand the assignment, to explore the exercise. Relax and drift and realize that you are crafting many of these halls, many of these pathways. And when I say, oh, this means this or that means that, if you have an impulse that says, well, why should I get sleepier just because of counting? Why should I follow the rules on eyes open, eyes closed? Well, firstly, because it's a game, and the first rule of improv is yes and. And secondly, because the part that isn't a game is you, showing up here, wanting to get value out of your time. And this is just the beginning for beginners, so as a beginner, here's a lesson. If you dislike something and you have an impulse to go the opposite way, just imagine I told you to go the opposite way. Because, oh, does it take me deeper if my hand falls away from yours? Or pushes down more firmly on it? It depends. Oh, does it take me deeper if you count 1, 2, 3 slowly up, or 3, 2, 1 slowly down? Neither, both, it depends. What do you want to be the way that you open up for me? If there is such a way and such a method you devise, then you can lay it in front of me. But if you haven't thought of one, then there are worse ones than 2, close your eyes, 1, night-night pat, close them again for 0, zeroed. And once you fall into trance a few times, it does kind of get easier. And go find other ways of getting there, and kind of track the course I took to help you notice certain things, phase in, persuade yourself, convince me, ritualize, be in a trusted place. And yeah, maybe close your eyes if that's what helps you. When someone knows the trigger, and you know they know, and you want them to know, and they know that you want them to know, and they use it with you, for you, that'll help you get to those deeper places, that open, receptive, relaxed listening, because when you're keen for someone to hypnotize you, you find ways to let them, and they find ways to lean into it. That's the criterion. That's the key. That's the guidance. I have shown you one model of a sandcastle, and I have dropped for it as my own tide came in and washed it away. So when I invite you, you can simply say, I do it this way. And I or anyone else in the position I'm in will say, not, oh no, we do it this way, or, oh no, I know more than you. Listen to the people who say, ooh, tell me how you drop. Please tell me how you drop. Instantly and surprisingly, when you're with a trusted person, or slowly and methodically, no matter where, because the trance belongs to you. You get to choose how you do you, and then others have to learn how they do you. But if they're eager to learn, then you're so lucky. And for these purposes, I can be they. I will present an honest engagement. But when I give you a double bind, it's never two hallways leading to the same thing. It's two models of trancing at the same time, overlaid on one another. Pick the one you like. I give you multiple options, it's not because I'm indecisive. It's because I believe in your ability to drop for all of them at the same time. And won't that just be precipitous? And just exactly what state you should be in when you hear Night Night Pat is whatever state you're in now. It's been long enough of listening to me. When you hear the words, again, you want to get value for your time. Specific familiar words, you can shut out everything else when you hear Night Night. Then thunderously, pleasurably, relaxingly, inevitably, you fall to this state, this place, as long as it's safe as a place for you to be. All that matters is going deeply into trance. And since that has 50 definitions, and I bet you can hit most of them, I'm going to help you slide there whenever I can, so you can go there whenever you need to, and show me new versions and innovations upon what you get out of being deeply, thunderously, mentally, physically, tranced, focused, automatized, puppeted, asleep. There are 1,000 words, and none of them mean it. Because they all mean different things. That's what context is. I'm going to help you. Because if you want to, I'm here to do that. And if you trust someone and work with them, and they know the words, they can purr them in your ear in my place quite comfortably. The way that's going to happen is this. You, or anyone you trust, me included if you trust me to take you there, when they say night-night, followed by your name, or night-night pet, or night-night in a firm finger snap, or indeed anything that indicates they know how you drop and that they want you to, then you get to let that anchor play. Trust yourself going deeper down a way you've gone before. You let the weariness of the day fall away and you are here floating, night-night suspended, night-night followed by your name, or followed by pet, or followed by, or simply followed by the most wonderful, delectable, trance-like instruction you could receive. Whatever you tell people you trust is the phrase to take you here, that's the phrase. I've just given you a convenient one, and look, there's a double bind where the choice matters. Whatever gets used and whatever you enjoy, your subconscious mind gets to slip to that deep place to deploy all the tools you develop in parallel while listening to this. We always have our own ideas while we listen at length, and if we don't, then we're very impressive subjects. Time to execute that trigger. Time to explore that training. Sit when you first hear it. Sit somewhere peaceful or lay down. Ideally, the person hypnotizing you either has you in such a position or helps you there. And if it helps, my hand guiding you there, superimposing. The way you feel deep and drifting in your mind is that you'd like to drift down and listen. And when it's safe, when it's trusted, the words can be stronger, because we don't usually do that kind of check. The mind ordinarily makes its decisions long before it seriously considers the situation. Blood flow and neuron activation and the flighty suddenness of us. Unless you've just had a freeze reaction, you probably haven't thought through all the things you're about to do. And isn't that fun? To discover what your impulse is. Remember how I laid out that everyone has different levels? Deepest places, middle ground, light trance, whatever you use. Whatever's useful to you. If you only care about getting as deep as you can go, shouldn't all your trances be precipitous drops with no clear bottom? If you care about doing things and staying in an active level, then maybe you should focus toward that, pushing against the command to stay still until you somehow feel both still and commanded, puppeted, I suggest, at the same time. These differing experiences of what trance is like for you are all valid, and I hope that you have nothing but a safe, pleasurable journey from here. But when you're invited to this state, if someone's overseeing you, either my files have an ending, or you've set up a playlist yourself, or others will interrupt or change the course of things, so you can trust that your course is set, like an anchor laid in the sand, like a hand resting on a thigh, like an eye at the bottom, lidded, heavy in your eyes. Good. And the subconscious is only metaphor. The unconscious is only metaphor. If I'm talking to you, you're conscious, but for comfort and muscle memory and other things, we sometimes have a level of variability. And any number of altered states, no matter what they may be, can intrude or enhance. But being deep and relaxed, you don't need any particular thing, and if you did, you could pause and do it and come back feeling puppeted on a string. There'd be no point to do anything else because we're near the end. There's always a point to communicating firmly and definitively what you like, what you don't. And the more someone knows you, the more power you can allow night-night pet to have. Just like how, despite you knowing this trigger exists and knowing that it needs to be given to someone you trust, that person you trust can still surprise you with it. You don't need prior consideration to suddenly be anchored, suddenly be dropped. Night-night, but if you trust it and you feel safe, you can always go with it. So it can be used as a fun surprise as the words slide deep inside your mind, night-night. Plucking deep parts of you, the parts that maybe, if you have ones like mine, always want to go into trance, enjoy being entranced, are game to be pulled into deepness. And, you know, there's protection and safety and focus built into the way your brain works. Night-night, let the words take over. And although you've established them, just anchored them, just drilled them deep, and although you're in the very state you're going to reach when you hear them, Let's wake you up. 1, 2. At 10, I do want you awake, even if you're groggy, muzzy, fuzzy. 3, 4, and maybe you're not open. Close, but you should 5 open. Daisy, drowsy, heavy, maybe, or maybe they didn't. 6 closed. And if they stayed closed the whole time, the problem is they might double close. 4 closing thoughts within your mind. But if it takes a while to get moving, 7. Or you just don't feel like it right away, 8. Remember, you have the option here. Just like communicating with another person, to say to this recording, oh, but I want to be deep. And you could pause it, or go back to an earlier number and rewind to how anchored you were. You're always able to communicate what you need and evaluate. And your first little practice, your first little assignment could be to resist these words and stay deep and hypnotized. Stay so deeply down that your eyes don't open. That even when I get to 10, nothing happens. But if you are fully awake, and if you were fully awake, well, night-night. Because I really want you deep, and I don't always say right from the get-go, but you can feel the slide, that's called fractionation. Up and down, if you went up, and if you didn't go up and you're still down, then uh-oh. And yet it's fun. And yet it's safe. And yet you're cared for in this. Because even if you accept that I only have a vision of what I want somebody to be like at the other end of the file, I'm always walking it with you. And I really like having a good time. The words running sweet, sleepy, syrupy course over the deepest, most absolutely pliable, suggestible parts of you, and maybe they awaken, bring them to the forefront and bringing you to prominence. You and what you need, which in this case, I think you'll agree, is to find suggestible parts of you and bring them into a trusted, warm trance. Safe, it can be forgetful, it can be surprising. And it can feel wonderfully, utterly, incredibly good, and I hope it does for you. That's all you need to think about, how good it can feel to be utterly, completely deep, good. Night-night, pet. Night-night, then your name, or night-night with a snap. Sleep and rise, slowly again, rising. 1, 2, waking with every word that proceeds fresh into your mind. Except, of course, that you could choose to stay under. Remember those paths with real consequences, real significance. 3, knowing and ready to try these words out the next time you go into trance. 4, just think of the time you'll save, the fun you'll have, the surprises you're open to. 5, and how hard you're going to feel the relaxation hit when the words are said. Wonderfully reassuring, knowing you're aware of, can assert your requirements and learn to hand out tools to drop you deep. Surprised and enjoying, consistently. 7, ready to go deep next time, loving the idea this time. 8, but right now, wake a little more for me. 9, retain the words, reclaim the will to move. 10, wide awake. I hope you had a lot of fun. Thanks for listening and enjoy yourself out there.